commodity, and The Rock wants dibs.
Plus, Dionne Warwick is showing Taylor Swift what friends are really for. We'll explain.
Chewy is out, but back today we got entertainment journalist Tanner Thomason.
Yay. Thank you guys so much. I'm so happy to be here. It is great to be back. So let's kick it off. HK, what you got first?
All right, check it out, man. History has officially been made. Kanye West and Drake have finally squashed their beef. And this is after years of taking shots at each other on songs, on social media and whatnot. It's good to see this turning of the leaf. So Ye shared a photo of himself alongside Drake and Jay Prince on IG yesterday, captioning the post with a simple dove emoji. Alright? Mm-hmm. Now, Drake also posted clips of them partying on his IG at Dave Chappelle's stand-up show as well. So, looks like some pieces been made.
Really nice. Whose house are they in front of? Is that Drake's house?
Looks like Drake's
crib. Toronto house.
To be honest, I didn't know they were beefing. Did y'all know?
It's been like a whole thing. It's like the whole album rolled out between the two.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You know Gary don't be on social media. If it ain't Dish, he don't know what's going
okay.
on.
Okay. I did not know.
I think they make great music together. You know, they have huge talents together, and their music sounds good, so they should collaborate more.
Well, I hope he don't want to use one of Drake's lines and then not use it. He just got out of trouble with all of that.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Kanye ain't that doggone slick, though, honey. He ain't that slick, honey. He's just trying to keep Drake, honey, away from Kim Kardashian. That is all he's doing, child, and y'all know that.
Oh, Lord. You think Drake would try to holler at Kim?
Well, Brad, I do.
If Pete Davidson can.
If Pete Davidson can get it, Drake rents out arenas. That would impress Kim.
I don't think Kim would want Drake.
But think about this. Drake's the type that threw a Dave Chappelle show in his house. Like, who doesn't want to be, like, you know?
Well, y'all, it looks like everybody want to be the next James Bond. And the latest celeb to speak out about it is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No.
What you mean?
Y'all
no, don't
with
do
the
rock like that. Don't do the rock
he
like that
be
now.
Every damn body.
Well, y'all, he told reporters, he probably sick of you too, Gary. He told reporters that his grandfather starred as a villain in the 1967 Bond film and wants to follow in his footsteps, but not as the villain, as Bond. James Bond.
You know,
I can see it. I don't care. He can do anything.
That would be like doing something so different out of the Rock's thing. I don't want to be thinking, do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Don't
while
think
I'm watching
that.
James Bond. Well, he's going to have to make me not think it. That's not on me, Brad. That's on him.
I love the Rock. I love the Rock through and through. I've been with the Rock since WWE and WWF in the 90s. But all of that being said, like, The Rock doesn't look like a spy. Like, The Rock is not sneaking up on anybody.
The Rock ain't sneaking past nobody like James Bond be doing. He's too damn big. Anybody.
He's a big guy.
If anybody should get that job, it should be Idris Elba. And The Rock can do action stuff, but give The Rock his own action franchise the way he do his thing.
All head crack. They should give it to Tyrese. Tyrese should get that position, too.
Tyrese
should play The Rock. Yeah, he should play James Bond.
Wine and Tyrese? Come on now.
Moving on, Dionne Warwick proves this is what friends are for. Apparently, she couldn't just walk on by when she heard about the whole Taylor Swift, Jake Gyllenhaal scarf.
Y'all like that?
Jake Gyllenhaal scarf situation.
I was waiting for the song, Tanner.
Thank you. I almost went for it. So for those unfamiliar with this saga, in her song All Too Well, which came out in 2012 but was just re-released as a 10-minute song, Taylor suggested that her former lover still has her scarf that she forgot at his sister's house. Listen, the drama is real. And after all these years, ladies and gentlemen, Dionne Warwick entered the chat. She tweeted that if that young man has Taylor's scarf, he should return it. It does not belong to you. Box it up and I will pay for the cost of postage, Jake.
Oh, I love Auntie Dionne.
Me too, honey. She just and chime in on whatever she wants to and she gets a response. I love it. Well, y'all, the shipping company UPS chimed in on the funny banter tweeting. They said, this one's on us, Dionne.
I love it. You know, because when Dionne Warwick starts tweeting, everybody wants to be a part of that Twitter party. And I love it that she's just not sitting there not doing anything. She is on Twitter and in the midst of it.
She's in the mix.
Gary, I bet you she knew about Drake's beef with Kanye.
But
I bet you Dionne did.
She needs to find her damn way to San Jose and leave these people alone and let that man keep that scarf if that's what he want to do. If he got the scarf, let him keep it. It's his scarf. It was left in his house. I do Gary, like how this song is now turned into Taylor Swift's Trapped in the Closet. It's very long and has everybody engaged. Now, when you think of sports in L.A., you got to think of the Staples Center, right?
Yes.
And since 1999, it's been the place to go for basketball games, hockey games, as well as concerts. Well, it looks like Staples will no longer be a staple of L.A. life. That's because it's changing its name to, are y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
What?
Crypto.com. The arena. Mm.
Oh, that's not catchy.
No, it's not.
No. Oh, that's going to be called a crypto center?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of crips will show up thinking, when they get there, they'll be like, oh, no.
Doing a crypto walk.
So the name will become official on December 25th as a part of a 20-year agreement. So you got to get used to this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, get used to it.
We got 20 years.
Yeah. So to the LA Posse, Sherry and Tanner, y'all going to pull up to crypto.com arena or what?
It's going to take some getting used to. It sounds so nefarious and evil. The crypto.com arena. It just, but it's change. We have to get used to change.
We do got to get used to change. Think about Staples Center. Is it just rolled off the tongue?
Absolutely.
Really nice. Yeah, it's like the Staples Center.
And when
rolls
you said
off.
Staples
but
Center,
Sherry, I thought it was the Staples Singers place. So it's not their place. They don't own it.
No, it's not
who?
Mavis and Pop Staples.
No,
and
it's
Pop.
Paperclips and Post-it notes. Yeah. Staples Arena.
I understand Post-its, but I don't know.
All right, y'all. It's the holiday season, which means people are decorating for Christmas.
Yay!
Yes. Well, this RuPaul ornament is making the rounds on the internet, but unfortunately, it's not the best quality. The Twitter user Prince Cat Eye shared a picture of it saying, someone got this RuPaul Christmas ornament from Wish. It looks like Jennifer Holliday mid-performance. Ooh, that's bad. And then RuPaul chimed in and said, unauthorized crap. Hashtag ruined Christmas. Then RuPaul's Drag Race star Trixie Mattel got in on the fun saying, just bought a dozen of these, LMAO. To which RuPaul replied, catch me outside, bitch.
Oh,
I love it. That's a Christmas spirit.
That was a Ru.
So, Gary, when you saw the ornaments, what did you think?
You know, Sherry, I was highly offended, honey, because this ain't RuPaul. This is my damn Halloween character, Miss Tinsley. And I did, honey, not get paid for this. So, Miss Paul,
man,
you need to do something.
Man, the likeness is intense. I see it. That's absolutely Tinsley.
I see it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you got a lawsuit in your hands, bro.
I know. I'm suing her, honey.
Yeah, I think you could get some money, Gary, and just live out your dreams on the money you're going to make, because that's you. That's not RuPaul.
Don't
I'll be upset,
him
too.
Up. He'll be getting some cryptocurrency.
Get that money into crypto.com and invest
it.
Right. Have any of you guys ever bought anything online that was like, it was just so ugly, it became cute to you? Anything?
It's not even a bought thing, but sometimes, like, you know, you'll go to, like, public events and stuff like that. People are like, yo, I drew this picture of you, and you look at it, and be like, yo, I don't look like that.
Yeah. You know those caricature artists that do the caricatures on the street. I bought one.
Man. Yeah.
Brett, why did he make me with like four double chins?
Oh, no.
And he was like, looks just, and I had buck teeth and these huge breasts. I was like, this looks nothing like
that. Well, Sherry, in the words of Oprah, your girl, honey, Oprah said, the camera take what it sees, and that photographer just drew what he saw.
Sherry, there go that shade. Girl, you from Chicago. Get your clapback game up now. Come
Tinsley's
on now.
Coming out with the daggers.
I do. I got to get it, Brett.
All right, y'all. Up next, Big Sean is spilling the tea on working with Kanye, and you don't want to miss this. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Big Sean got 6 million reasons to put Kanye West, or Ye West, formerly known as Kanye, on blast. So in a recent interview, the rapper explained why Ye is so damn hard to work with. Check it out.
Kanye can be very hard to work with.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
We all know that.
I thought you was going to say that first.
Me too.
Kanye, he'll have you redo a verse 10 times. Redo a verse 10 times.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Didn't know.
I mean, perfectionists are kind of like that, and that's why the music sound like how it sound. And you know, Big Sean used to be signed to Kanye's label, Good Music, and Sean is also claiming that the same rapper still owes him $6 million.
Wow.
Okay.
So it sounds like Kanye needs to, like, you know, pay up and calm down a little bit in the studio, but damn.
I mean, if you owe people money, just pay them, I think, you know?
I mean, I would have never thought $6 million. That's reason to sue.
Well, right. He owed BD Single $50 million, and he said on Drink Champs that I owe him $50 million and a 5% share in my company for coming up with the name Ye. But he ain't paid him yet, so.
Yeah, I think the best way to become, like, one of the richest people in the world is not pay anyone anything. And you keep all your money.
So, Brat, has anybody ever pushed you, Brat, to the point of no return while you were in the recording studio?
Absolutely not. I'd be so geeked up myself, they'd be telling me to calm down.
So you're the one that's like, yo, let me do it again.
I'm the one that's like, let me do it again. That's me. I'm a perfectionist. It's got to sound right.
Brat, do your HK remember the most times that you did a verse to get it right?
For me, I think the most I've done a song is like 4 times.
Yeah, I would probably say
four times too. Is that why y'all be in the studio till the break of dawn?
Well, no, you gotta hear the beat, vibe to the beat, you gotta write it, then you gotta like what you write, then you keep changing it. That's where all the time comes in.
But I thought usually y'all be in the studio just drinking, getting high and stuff.
No, but you might smoke and drink a little bit to, you know, get your vibe right. You create a vibe in the studio, yeah. Oh.
I could never date a musician because y'all in the studio so long, they'd be like, Sherry on the phone want to know when you coming home. Mm-mm.
When you meet the right person, you would understand.
Well, she don't need to date nobody.
Well, y'all, our kind of people has become our type of drama. Mm. Last night, Oak Bluffs turned into the hood for a second. Angela Vaughn, played by Yaya DaCosta, channeled her inner Solange Knowles and sucker punched her sister's husband, Raymond DuPont, played by Morris Chestnut, in the hospital elevator after she saw him booed up in the car with another woman.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes, y'all. This scene was a total homage to Solange when she attacked Jay-Z in the elevator. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you see how they did the security footage effect?
Yeah.
That was well done.
All right. Very well done.
All right, now, Brat and Gary, this is your show. Was he in the car with Becky with the good hair?
No. They tried to trick us and make us think he was.
Right.
Because when I saw her, I said, he in the car with a white woman? Then come to find out it wasn't a white woman.
Right.
It was a black woman. So he tried to trick me. But, honey, I stayed, honey, for the rest of it. And I was like, okay, sigh of relief, honey.
That security footage was everything, and they should have won the Oscar. Like, Solange Knowles let us know who she was.
Oscar worthy. You know? If you didn't know Solange, you knew Solange.
I think to this day, Jay-Z still takes the stairs.
Okay, y'all, today's deal is the Cured by Julep 5-Piece Nail Treatment and Color Manicure Kit. This deal is sure to keep your nails healthy, strong, and pretty. It includes 2 nail colors, 1 base coat, 1 top coat, and 1 nail file.
And you definitely, honey, want to keep strong nails, honey, because they don't break as easily, which means you don't need to spend your time and hard-earned money, honey, getting an expensive salon manicure.
That's right, Gary. You can get quality nail care and mani and pedis in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Morning Save sold out of Julep Summer Shades, but they're back with these beautiful nude and berry colors that are perfect for fall. And I can't forget to mention the products are all vegan and infused with vitamins.
Straight from the earth. I like it, Brad. How much?
Well, usually this kit can run as high as $50, but for our dishettes out there, it's only $19.
No way.
Woo! Ooh. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, A-Rod is battering up for his new girl. We're going to explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Looks like Alex Rodriguez is trying to get on our Smash Alert segment because apparently he is interested in someone new. So, y'all know, of course, he and J-Lo split up earlier this year to his demise. But now A-Rod has his eye on former Real Housewives of New York star turned real estate agent Kelly Benzeman. Mm-hmm. Now, a source told Page Six, they have a cute and flirty text relationship. Alex has asked her out more than once, although she has not gone out on a date with him. But A-Rod's rep said, this is just real estate business, and that's it. So, Gary, you think they would make a good couple?
Know what? I think they would. Because, first of all, Miss Kelly looks like she's the type of girl that she doesn't take no
I love this because it's like she sold $100 million of real estate. So obviously this woman knows her business, right? But A-Rod is also worth big money.
Yes.
And so it's like she knows exactly what she's doing.
I look at her and I like Kelly Benzeman, but where do you go after you're with J-Lo? Like nothing can measure up.
No, you do exactly what A-Rod did. You stalk J-Lo for a few months like
right.
he was doing.
Right.
And then once you figure out it's not going to work out, then you end up with this Ben Simmons chick.
Ben Simmons.
Not the ha-ha,
you're crazy, Gary. He's talking about Jennifer's Gary. Not the ha-ha.
She's not the ha-ha.
You're crazy. Anybody
is.
She's the ha-ha.
I want to stalk J-Lo.
Yeah.
She's so damn beautiful.
Listen, yeah.
Good grief. I sat and watched videos for like 2 hours of J-Lo. And I was like, after J-Lo breaks up with you, you just want to curl up in a ball and die.
But literally. also, you might be looking for a low maintenance scenario because there's no doubt that J-Lo is a little hard maintenance.
Yes, that's very true. And it's always paparazzi. You're not going to get a bunch of paparazzi with Kelly. You're just going to be looking at houses.
And Sherry, you stop grabbing her. That ain't saying too much, girl. But anyway.
Okay, here we go. Keeping it moving on Dish Nation. Everybody loves the Netflix show You, but apparently Fox News host Laura Ingraham had never heard of it. So when her guest Raymond Arroyo referred to the show, pandemonium ensued. Check out the video.
You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What was on me? What are you talking about? Right? What is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
Good you, grief. Me, you.
Okay, well, evidently the star of You, Penn Badgley, weighed in saying it had to be a bit, and Raymond Arroyo now also says it was intentional. What do you guys think?
It was so whack. It's so, like, old, that bit. And if you're going to do an old bit like that, who's on first, you got to know how to act. Laura Ingraham was so, what? It was whack.
It was definitely planned because nobody's that dumb.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
But have y'all found yourself in a situation ever where y'all were that level of confused? Because, like, autocorrect, I feel like sometimes get people gathered. Like, somebody texts me one day, such and such got a massage for you. And I'm like, no, I'm good. You come to find out things in message. All right, coming up next, Wyclef just dropped something new, and it's not music. You're not gonna believe this, man. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Now, Wyclef Jean of the legendary group The Fugees was hired to perform at the Range Rover Leadership Summit in L.A. And at some point, the president and CEO of Jaguar and Land Rover, Joe Eberhardt, ended up on Wyclef Jean's shoulders. And shortly after, Wyclef stumbled and fell, sending Joe face first to the floor.
Ooh.
Now, of course, a fall like this would definitely make you want to end your night early, and Joe did just that. But fortunately, he was not injured.
Why does he have this old white man on his shoulders? I'm just wondering, is that something that you normally do at a party?
Well, I think he was trying to give him a new Range Rover, bitch. You better put somebody on your neck.
I wonder if Wyclef felt like, look, I only dropped you one time.
With that kind of balance, I'm going to start calling him Wyclef Jenga. He almost killed that man.
Okay, poor man. Please call 911.
That's definitely Hennessy activity. When a Hennessy kick in, like, all of a sudden you feel like you have Hulk level strength and you could do anything.
Headcrack, they do say anything is possible. So
anything can happen. I'm about to get on Brat shoulders right now.
I honestly feel the reason why the guy probably was dropped because, honey, he probably had an erection and it popped the back of his neck and he threw him off. You never know.
I'm pretty sure
you just never know.
Erection.
You don't know what hit him in the back of his neck to make him fall. So.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.